The great Sandy Roberts has joined us, Fox Footy commentator and a long-time colleague of Drew at Channel 7. It's a tough day, Sandy. We really appreciate you coming in, mate.
Thank you, Hutto. Yeah, it's extraordinary if you get a call at 6 o'clock in the morning and one of your great mates is no longer with us. And he was healthy. He was in a really good space. Financially, he was secure. In fact, he and Kaz were... had planned next Friday to fly to Amsterdam and go on a 19-day river cruise. So
right. It's
just terrible. Drew is one of those guys, I don't know what you've been saying, but he was very professional, but he was also mischievous.
Mm. And we've been saying that.
Unfortunately, yeah. There are things that we can't talk about. he was a dual winner of the Austin McCrabb Trophy, which some of you may be aware of. Yeah. Poor old Austin had a pretty rough life on and off the field. Courtesy of Malcolm in many ways. So that might give you some idea of what he was like. But I think the other great thing, Hutto, about him was he was very versatile as a broadcaster.
Well, just talking about that, I said, you told the story about diving.
Yes, at the Olympics.
Yeah, yep. Cycling. Yeah. He did a lot of it at the Olympics.
He did.
So, well, obviously cricket. And I mentioned that he was from Sydney, but his first
Correct.
Gig was calling footy in WA. And
yeah.
I mean, that's astounding to me.
Yeah, and not to be brought up with the game at all. And he picked it up and ran with it and just did a fantastic job. Fantastic. He came over to us in 1988 after a long stint at the ABC. Mm. And as you say, he did a British Open. He covered the Olympics. I don't know that he went to Seoul. I think Seoul was 88, so he
might did the British Open, did he?
He did one British Open.
Wow.
Golf championship.
Didn't know that.
And he's just, you know, I just loved him as a mate. He was a, you know, he had a couple of standard sayings. Whether it was he called a lot of Dacos goals.
Mm.
I think. And his catch cry was magnificent.
Yes.
or, you know, if he saw his...
And he said that in life all the time.
Yes.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Or if he saw his, on you, mate. You know.
He wasn't
there. That's just the way he was. But
he was legendary off the mic as well.
Yeah. But he...
Because I like those stories. Because when people die, we get all sad. We do.
Yeah, yeah.
But then soon, very quickly, we start telling all these great stories about why we like...
Well,
person.
It's funny you say that, Robert, because having had a long chat with his wife, Kaz, this morning, the coroner makes his decision on Monday, and she hasn't decided yet when there'll be a service, but she doesn't want a somber service in a church. She wants it done perhaps at a room at the MCG and to turn it more into a roast.
Brilliant idea.
And that's what Drew would like. Mm. He wouldn't want to be sitting there in church with people, you know, moping about.
Right, give us one. You've been called up to the stage at the roast, Sandy.
Yes.
Give us your favourite Drew Morford story.
He doesn't want to use all his best material. Yeah?
No, just use his best.
Actually, look, I appreciate you do have a radio licence. And I'd really like you to retain it. So...
It'll be a big... If that happens, it'll be a big gathering. I think
because he covered so many different sports and areas and over a long period of time.
He really loved footballers, and I mean that.
He did.
He loved calling guys like you, Durham. And King, when I say that, he had a genuine affection for players. And I had been with him when he's met players. And he's like a little kid.
The kid, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Durham! I said that before. That's how he was like.
He
was
used to,
infectious.
When I'd see him, all honesty, he'd ask me more about girlfriends than he would about football. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, what happened that time? Yeah.
You were probably with him in some of those clubs in here.
Have been out with him on a few nights.
He was a clubby.
And his great mates were
Stephen Phillips. Yeah. Well, they had an apartment together down in Brighton, and when I came over after the 1980 Olympics, I went down there, not to their apartment, but near them as well. And, of course, we became mates from virtually that day on.
That'd be a good documentary, wouldn't it?
Yes. R-rated, but it would be good.
What about him as a caller, Sandy? I was talking about he was sort of a... minimalist is not the right word, but he certainly, I know he hated shouters. He probably didn't like the way I commentate. He hated people that were over the top.
Well, I think
he loved that sort of more composed way of calling.
Probably Hutto, because he was brought up on the ABC, spent a lot of time working with Tim Lane, and they had a pattern in those days, and that stayed with him even when he came to us at Seven. He probably at times got a little more excited, but no, he was a very, very accomplished broadcaster.
Oh, he could still capture the moment.
Yeah, no question of that.
But that was just, a couple of times he'd say to me things, not about me necessarily, that bloke yeah. or whatever. And but he was encouraging too to people, callers in the game. He certainly said, you know, you're doing well there or that sort of thing, which is important when you're young and
my word it
come
is.
Into the game.
Can I don't know the answer to this, and you don't have to tell me. How did he pass?
They were watching the footy. He and Kaz were watching the footy last night. Half time, Kaz said, "I'm going to bed." He was sitting in his favourite chair with his dogs. He loved his dogs. Having a glass of red. She came out a couple of hours later to get a glass of water and looked at him, and his eyes were shut. You know, the silly old fool's gone to sleep watching the footy. And she got a glass of water, and then she turned around again and she thought, something's not right here. His colour wasn't right, and went over to him and felt him, and he was cold, and straight away she rang the ambulance and the police, and they came, and the ambulance said, look, if you can conduct CPR till we get there, but she knew in her heart that he'd passed. So
what a terrible time for a wife to be sitting in a house with her partner.
Yeah, it was. It was.
There's no good way, but no. She'd probably prefer that than be told.
And he's watching the footy.
Having a glass of red.
Yeah.
And died in his sleep. His eyes were closed, no pain.
And he was probably flicking to 5-2-6.
Yeah, keeping
it. He's only missed out on one.
Yes.
And we do want to keep our license.
Well, Sandy, we really appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us. I know you're going to pay tribute today on Fox as well, and it's a tough one. It really is.
Yeah, so it's a sad day.
We really appreciate you paying tribute to your great mate, Drew Morford.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Sandy.
Sandy Roberts joining us here, as we said, really sad news today about the passing of Drew Morford. A couple of other SMSs. It was never rehearsed, never about him, never any ego, but always enthusiastic. I think that's absolutely great. And Drew was called the Kevin Sheedy first, waving the jacket against the West Coast Eagles.
That's right. Look at Kevin Sheedy!
Isn't that great? All right.
Just like, that'd be up there with yours. When you pass, and I hope that's not for a long time, Sandy, people are going to say, I wonder what Sandy's favourite line was, or most infamous line was.
Hi-ho!
You know what it'll be?
Oh, my hat.
There's a pig on the ground.
No, still with me is Miss Australia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still your best work.
That's what I was getting.